Welcome to our program, Everyday English. Today I'd like us to deal with the pronunciation of some common first names of women and girls, which present problems. I mean common female names like
Vera.
Spelt?
V-E-R-A.
Oh, you mean Vera. The name is pronounced Vera, not Vera, as in
Vera was here.
Vera was here.
The other day, we met a young woman who called herself Vera Dugan. You mean her name, if correctly pronounced, is Vera Dugan?
Yes, Vera Dugan. Don't be deceived by the spelling. Appearances are sometimes deceptive.
What is our next name on the list?
Our next on the list is Yvonne.
Yvonne? How do you spell it?
Y-V-O-N-N-E.
Yvonne.
Now, here's another example of appearances being deceptive. Although the name begins with a Y, we do not say Yvonne.
What do we say instead?
Drop the Y and say Yvonne.
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 Yes, Yvonne. As in?
Call me Yvonne.
What a beautiful name. Yvonne. Yvonne.
She is Yvonne Bracco.
So, two names.
Vera.
And?
Yvonne.
She was christened Yvonne Vera Asmeni. Let's turn to the next name on our list for today. It is spelled
E-V-E-L-Y-N. Evelyn.
Or is it Evelyn?
Neither, I'm afraid. Try to say Evelyn. Evelyn. Eve, as in Adam and Eve. And then add Lynn, as in lintel.
Evelyn. Evelyn.
Excellent.
Evelyn. Evelyn.
Terrific. Our next name is spelled
R-I-T-A, Rita.
Not very bad, but not very correct either.
You mean Rita is wrong?
I'm afraid so. It's better to say, my name is Rita, as in read. Rita. There's a difference between Rita and Rita. The second pronunciation is to be preferred. Now, let's have a little practice.
She is Rita Echampong.
She thinks the name Rita is one of the most attractive in English.
Let's not have a debate over this.
Some think Yvonne is wonderful.
Some men prefer Vera.
Vera?
Yes, Vera. Did you know Vera meant truth or truthful?
But a person called Vera is not necessarily truthful. I do not know what Evelyn stands for.
But you find Evelyn an attractive name?
Yes. More than that, it is an intriguing name.
What about Agatha? Do you find it intriguing, attractive, puzzling?
Well, radio teacher, I don't even know the word. Never heard the name till now.
Perhaps it will help if you spelt it.
Agatha. A-G-A-T-H-A. Agatha.
Oh, you mean Agatha.
That's funny. He meant Agatha.
Both of you commit a linguistic as well as a moral crime by saying Agatha instead of Agatha.
Why?
Why?
Well, since both of you are intrigued by the meanings of names, let me tell you now that Agatha means good or goodness.
Oh, is that why you accuse us of a moral and linguistic crime?
Brilliant. You've given the correct answer. Goodness, some moralists would say, is the highest moral virtue that you can ever attain or aim at. And you so mercilessly wrench its pronunciation in English?
Well, we are not the only ones in this.
We hear Agatha.
Don't say that. Say Agatha.
Agatha. Agatha.
Agatha. Agatha.
But before we leave the subject, I'd like to take an issue with you on goodness and truth.
Yes?
Did you say goodness was the highest moral virtue attainable? How do you, as a moralist linguist, feel about truth and truthfulness?
You did not accuse us of any moral crime when we said Vera instead of Viera, did you? It is because you think truth is lower on the scale.
My dear pupil friends, we're not talking about virtues.
We seem to have gradually shepherded you into a quandary.
Touché. Now, let's distinguish between names and their pronunciation, on the one hand, and their places in moral and ethical systems.
Oh, but do we say Rosemary or Rosemary?
The first, Rosemary, never Rosemary.
Although the name is spelled Rosemary.
Yes, Rosemary, not Rosemary, although we say Rose and we say Mary as separate names.
But the same person may bear the two names separately.
Yes, if the person has two separate Christian names, Rose and Mary, then of course she should be called Rosemary, as in Rosemary Ivor.
Or Mary Rose Dovlo.
Yes, but such a person is sometimes called Rose and sometimes Mary. The two names are written separately.
Finally, how do you pronounce the name spelled?
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
This is Deborah. Deborah, not Deborah.
Deborah Mattinson.
Deborah Soa.
Deborah Boogery. Yes. Now, let's sum up. We've met the pronunciation of the following four names associated with the female gender.
Deborah.
Rosemary.
Evelyn.
Agatha.
Viera.
Yvonne.
Rita.
Thank you both. That's all for now. Have a good day, listeners.